Where's my dog? Where's my Pooh Bear? I'll tear this thing apart with my bare hands!
You know, before you try to go, now this is my own show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to take me off. And oh, what fun! I will tell you what to do, and you will get it done. And oh,
okay, and welcome to Horror for Dummies. My name is Tim, and with me is Ben.
Hi.
Was that a good Cake Wolf impression?
I felt like he was right here with me. I was worried I was going to have to eat another sloppy banana.
I was pretty shit. I'm not very good at imitations. Welcome to Horror for Dummies. How are we today?
Oh, hey, Tim. Hey, where'd you come from?
Just around the corner.
Oh, you sneaky
devil. Yeah, yeah. How are... So, you're here. You made it.
I know. I'm here for another week, for now.
I'm actually shocked, truthfully told.
So am I.
I've already told you this, but for the listener out there, I didn't actually think that Ben was going to come, so I didn't write notes. So I'm winging this whole episode from the top of my head.
Yep. So I wrote notes because I knew I'd be here. I'm dedicated like that.
Ah, you're good.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm lying. We actually had the kid yesterday. I'm just here.
Wow. Yeah, so...
Not really.
You're 2 days over.
Fucking 2 days overdue.
Yeah, he's getting burnt.
Yep, that's right. He's well and truly cooked.
You're going to have a black child.
Apparently. Maybe that's why Amy's holding him in, so she's got an excuse.
Whoa. Alright, well, the day's soon going to be there. I vote for Saturday. It's Thursday now, so we've got 2 days.
All right. I actually said that to Amy as well. As soon as he was due on the 13th and didn't come on the 13th, same as Jay, I was like, I bet you he'll be born the same amount of days afterwards that Jay was.
Yeah,
which would be awesome.
It's all gonna blend in together. Like, they're all gonna fit together, and it's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be cool.
Our little guys. Anyway, before we continue, a little bit of news on the horizon. Actually, it's not on the horizon. It's already here. The Padded Room Network has its own Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram and all that jazz.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, Cakewolf and Darian have been working their fucking asses off to build this network that we are a part of. and just killing it with content. So much shit. We have a little bit more shit to be planned. Few more stuff coming your way. Including something maybe from us, maybe. But yeah, if you want to go like the Facebook page and all that stuff, just type in Padded Room Network on Facebook. I think it's Horror PRN. It's not porn. It means Padded Room Network.
I'm sticking to porn.
Yeah, I think everyone's thinking porn. But yeah, we're doing that. We're opening up a... I don't know if I should be saying this... But fuck it, I'm going to. We're opening up a YouTube channel, a new and improved YouTube channel, my ad. It's going to feature more content, including all of our episodes. So we have a lot of things planned for you guys out there.
That's right.
Yes. So thank you to Darian for including us in the Padded Room Network. We are proud to be sponsored by you guys. Sponsored, I mean a part of you guys.
That's true.
That's true.
We appreciate being padded.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, let's kick into the show with our first little segment, Listener Mail.
Listener Mail.
All right, Listener Mail. We have about a half full mailbag this week.
That's true.
Not heaps, but...
We've been busy and we've had a little bit of alone time, yeah, so it's only about half full.
It's been released and it's starting to slowly fill back up.
That's right, that's right. You can't rush these things.
So our first correspondent is Jordy Van Vuklis. He writes, just thought of something. In your opinion, what is the original zombie movie? Ben, I'm going to let you answer that because I want to know what your answer is.
How would I know?
It's in your opinion.
Okay. I don't really know in terms of like when they come out and stuff, but the first the first name that would spring to mind when I like think of horror like zombie movies would be Night of the Living Dead.
Ooh.
That I don't know if it's just because it's like more known or something, but that's the name that springs to my head.
You are slowly becoming less and less of a dummy each week. So if you want to talk zombies and the original zombies, you got to go back to the early classics. And I'm not on the top of my head. I'm not even going back to the first zombie films, but White Zombie and I Walk with a Zombie would be up there as one of the starting of the zombie genres. But those zombies were more voodoo things.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, in my opinion, the original zombie movie is what Ben said, Night of the Living Dead, because that's what I think of when I think of zombies. The flesh-eating zombies that come after you, not voodoo.
Yeah.
So, and that's why George A. Romero is so important in horror movie history, because he created what we know as zombies today. So, yeah. That's what our opinion is. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Benjamin?
Yes,
to me. The man himself. His name is?
Alan! Alan Chacha!
That's right, it is. He asks one fucking hell of a question. This one's hard. And I'm going to tell you right now, Alan, I've been wrapping my mind around this for all day now. And it's crickets.
They're very noisy crickets.
Yeah.
Quick, make a joke.
I get what you're going to do. I
delightful.
Mind blank right now. Yeah, before we continue. Sorry, Alan. Darian, nothing's wrong with your car right now. It's just the fucking crickets. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Darian messaged me and he's like, what's that noise in the background? I'm like, it's probably the crickets. And he's like, fuck, I thought there was something wrong with my car.
I can imagine, eh? If he's listening to a drive-in somewhere, if I heard that, I'd just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, Australia's known for crickets. They're about the size of a football.
It's true.
Out here. So, yeah.
If you don't keep an eye on your babies, they take them.
Grasshopper stole my baby.
I saw him jump in and then he flapped his little wings and he flew away, bouncing with his legs.
I don't know why it's so funny. I think it's just the thought.
I tried to chase him, but he jumped on the outside of my house.
Have you seen locusts, though? No. Like, up close? They are the scariest fucking things ever.
Really?
Like, I had one on the side of my house and it's big. It's like the size of... It's bigger than your index finger.
Are you like talking about as in like cicadas?
No, locusts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have fucking chompers.
Fuck.
Yeah, they're actually like pretty scary.
Yeah, see.
I'd rather have a huntsman spider on me than a
fucking
locust.
Spider on crack.
All right, back to Alan's question. He asks, would you rather be haunted by Ronnie Van Zant or Johnny Cash? You know who Ronnie Van Zant is?
I know the name, but who is he?
The original singer for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah. I've been wrapping my mind around this all day, and I don't know. I can't decide.
It is a fucking hard decision, eh?
Originally, I was going to go Johnny Cash because I like more of his stuff, and then I started listening to Skynyrd, and I'm like, fuck. Oh, damn it. Alan, I can't answer. Dude, you stumped me, man. I'm sorry. But this one's hard.
It wouldn't be right to be haunted by Ronnie Van Zant. Like, if he's tethered to you, how can he be free as a bird?
Oh. You did well. You did well. All right, Alan. Alan comes in again. Love the intro for the story. I'm really happy y'all are digging it. We'll get back to that story.
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all ever heard a band called Nash Your Pussy? If not, check them out. Think AC/DC, Skynyrd, and Motorhead all fell into a blender. I've heard of the name, but I don't think I've given them a fair chance.
Yeah, I haven't actually listened to them really. Yeah, I've definitely heard the name.
Yeah.
And I've been told by someone else, I can't remember who it was, like quite a while ago actually, to listen to them, but I never really did.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a band we got to get to.
Sounds like a nice smoothie for your ears.
You're a smoothie.
No, you're a smoothie, Dad.
Holy shit, you sounded pretty good on that one. All right, our next person, who always likes to come in.
Start calling me Big Braden.
You should name your son Braden.
I'm not going to do that.
Name him Ronnie. Name him Big Ronnie.
Big Ronnie's back.
Oh, shit. All right. Mr. What?
I just got Gracie strangling me. Take me disco dancing, Big Ronnie.
That's what your son's going to say to you. Oh, no, there's your son's Big Ronnie. That's what you have to say to your son. All right. This question comes in from Cake Wolf. He says, I don't know who's on tonight's show, so I'll make my question open to either Jaleesa or Ben. Congratulations, Ben. Maybe. Hi, Jaleesa. Maybe. Anyway, hi, Tim. Did you get that spider yet? Have you searched in other holes? Oh, I wish Jaleesa was here to hear that. So my question is, what would you and your co-host do to someone who murdered the one you loved most? I'm going to continue reading this and we'll answer that in a second.
Okay.
I recently watched The Eyes of a Mother and it blew my mind. Got me thinking a lot of dark thoughts too. That movie really moved me into a dark place. It's incredibly effective and disturbing. Yeah, I agree. I'd hope that if I was forced with the question I'm asking you in a real life situation, that I wouldn't go dark. I'd hope that I'd maintain my humanity and give them to the law. But the law isn't always going to work in our favour, right? It's a scary predicament that I hope I'm never in. But I want to know both your thoughts because I respect your opinions. Thanks for always entertaining me. You're the best. Lastly, Piranha 3D, see it. Oh my god, mass kill scene at Spring Break Festival. Oh my god. Oh, also, I can't wait to hear what you do with the Pattern Room versus Hell segment I wrote for you and Ben. Hope you like it. Okay, let's address all three of those things. Pattern Room versus Hell, you've heard it on the Pattern Room Network. Cake Wolf has written his own one for me and Ben, and we are editing that at the moment, and will be released when Ben gets back from his holiday.
Yeah,
I say that in quotes. Piranha 3D.
I'm sure I'll be very relaxed.
You will. You got time off work. You're good. Piranha 3D. You haven't seen it, have you?
No.
This one is...
It's Double D.
You've seen three... What, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why have you seen that one in 3D? Okay. So that's the sequel, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Piranha is fucking awesome. I love those movies. I will get around to showing Ben those soon. All right. For his real question, what would you do to someone who murdered the one you loved? Have you seen that video... I can't remember where it is. It's on the internet somewhere. I can't remember if it's YouTube or something like that. Anyway, it's a guy in America, and he's in a courtroom for the trial of the guy who murdered his mother.
Yep.
Anyway, they bring out the guy who murdered his mother. This guy's sitting there patiently. You can just see the moment he snaps and he jumps over the barrier and belts the shit out of this guy.
Good.
Picking up chairs and like throwing it on his head. Anyway, this guy that did it ended up getting charged.
Yeah, I know.
That's horse shit. That's horse shit. Okay, I could sit here all I want and say that I'd let the law do it, but nah.
Yeah.
I would seek vigilante justice.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I agree with what Cakewell said. You'd want to, like, you know, try and do the right thing and hold on to humanity and stuff and, like, let the law take care of it properly.
Yeah.
But... as you say, the law so often gets it wrong. You hear about people who've done such heinous things and they get slapped with like 100 hours community service or something. Like, it's ridiculous they can get off over nothing. So,
yeah.
I don't know. You'd like to say you'd let it get done properly. But that being said, if you're filled with a fair bit of rage over it,
oh,
and they had to do some nasty things with those knives from Butcher and Timothy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can tell you right now, the joints are the same in a body, a human body, as they are in a cow.
Oh, you're going to get mean.
Don't worry, I'll film it though. I'll make like a cool movie out of it.
Well, Speaking of movies and revenge, one that's not horror, Law Abiding Citizen.
Fuck, that movie's cool.
It's fucking sick, eh?
T-Bone,
I love it.
T-Bone Kill is like one of the best kills ever, bro.
God.
Ever.
And I was actually upset because that guy in the jail cell was like being
pretty
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know, eh? He was finally actually being nice and then he just fucking ganks him.
Yeah, and he was like us. He picked the metal.
So fucking good.
And you can't kill the metal. Tenacious D already debunked
that. That's true.
yeah, look. When you say someone you love, I go to like Jaleesa or my mum. If yeah. anyone fucks with my mum, like.
Yeah, that's right,
I'm
eh?
coming for your neck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you want to say you'd do the right thing, but I don't think you would.
No, no. Anyway, Cake Wolf, if you go to the law, you're obviously a better man than me and Ben.
Just how we do it, down under.
Yeah. Alright, so that's
why
it for this.
An eye and a kangaroo for a kangaroo.
Fucking kangaroos. Speaking of, there's one on the highway on
fucking
near a like roadkill.
I'll throw a cricket at him.
Fucking knock him out. There's a kangaroo on the highway.
Is there?
Like dead.
Oh.
It's fucking huge.
Oh really?
It's a massive fucking thing. On Picton Road. Alright, so that was it for Listener Mail. Thank you all who caught up with us. If you want to catch up with us as well, you can at horrorfordummies@hotmail.com or Horror for Dummies Facebook page. Just type in Horror for Dummies in the search engine and you will find us there. Alright. Before we get to Ben's question of the week, it's time for chapter 3 of Storytime with Alan.
Yep.
Okay. And here we are with Storytime with Alan. Alan, if you guys don't know, if this is your first time listening, Alan has written us a story which includes all of us as creatures. I am a dung beetle, Ben is a Jesus lizard, and the rest goes on. If you've heard it, you know the rest. So what's happening right now is a pack of scorpions are on their way to kick our asses, and me, being the dung beetle that I am, is using poo to fill up some gaps and make...
And everyone's saving their poo for you.
That's right. Yep, everyone's doing their job, just shitting.
Wolves.
That's right, the wolves being the Padded Room podcast and Cake Wolf. So here we go with chapter 3. Paley and Ben set out across the lake to gather the zoo poo.
Zoo-poo.
I don't know why that's so funny.
It sounds kind of like the Icebox Zoopa-Dupa. Zoopa-Dupa!
Ben stepped onto the lake with trepidation, but was soon running across the water like a pro, and Paley was soaring overhead, keeping an eye on him. Tim was working very hard, making poo bricks... poo bricks to use to wall up the tunnels the critters were to hide in when the scorpions came. Paley and Ben returned with the poo, and Tim was able to make enough bricks to block the tunnels up. The diggers had finished them. They had a drill, and everyone was able to fit in the tunnels with room to spare.
Nice.
Fucking hell. They had a day...
Spill the beans, huh?
I don't know why that was so funny. They had a day left before the scorpions got there. Tim sent the critters out to gather food to take into the tunnels, and Paley said he would go and scout and see how the scorpion army was advancing. Tim sat back and surveyed how his plan was going. Paley came back several hours later with bad news. The scorpions were not just stealing and plundering, now they were taking prisoners and killing other critters. The leader was a red scorpion named Dave Buttstain. I wonder where he got that name from.
That's sick.
Tim realized he would have to change his plans now. Instead of hiding, he would have to fight the scorpions. And that's it until chapter 4. If you're enjoying Alan's story, you're going to have to wait till next episode to hear chapter 4 of Tim the Dung Beetle. Thank you, Alan, for writing this story. Oh, it's getting into it, isn't it?
I'm excited.
Oh. All right, Ben, I believe you have a question for us.
I do, Tim.
Let's get into it.
As I do every other week.
Let's get into it. Ben's question of this week.
Ben's question of the week.
Alrighty, question of the week, Tim. Bet you wasn't gonna. You thought there wasn't gonna be a question of the week this week, did you? Hey,
no, I didn't.
Hey,
I didn't.
You didn't expect this to be happening, but there bloody is, mate. Hey,
we'll see about next week too.
I can ask the question this week, though, and you can read the answers next week.
I'll be concerned if you're here next week.
So will I. I will be doing everything humanly possible to find me here next week. I'll be fucking putting a hose in her mouth and turning it on. So it just goes, poof, like popping a cork. Should be well and truly overdue by then. Anyway, back to the original matter at hand.
That's
question
it.
Of the week. The question for this week being, what is your favourite Universal monster?
Yeah.
Let's get started. Geordie Van Vuklis, the Invisible Man.
Nice.
Didn't see that coming.
Oh, very good.
Now, my wife is clearly suffering from baby brain pretty severely, because after hearing Universal Monster, she has made the link to Monsters University, and decided to answer with Mike Wazowski.
She's cute.
She's delirious. She's lost it. I'm telling you. Alrighty. Ginger Jones coming in with Monster House.
I've noticed that everyone's putting gifts of not monster Universal monsters.
Yeah.
But I'll go with that.
Fair enough. At least it's more related than fucking Monsters University. our good, faithful friend, Alan, has come in with Dracula. As has Randy Blanford.
Well.
That is two for Dracula.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't say blah, blah, blah.
Why has blah, blah, blah made me start thinking of the Swedish Muppet Chef?
I don't know. It's from Hotel Transylvania.
I don't know. Hearing blurdy blur made me think of that.
Okay.
Here you go. I'm getting delirious.
Baby brain.
Yeah, I know, right? Fucking. All right, Mr. Cakewolf. Wolfman.
Yeah. What a guess.
Whoa. Shocker. Even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. Motherfucker. I didn't realise that was a quote from Samuel L. Jackson.
I actually wouldn't mind getting that tattooed on me.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
Not the motherfucker part, but the rest.
You should, that'd be pretty sick.
Actually, that would be pretty cool.
Get an inner speech bubble coming from Samuel L. Jackson.
Who's slowly turning into the Wolfman.
Yes.
Oh my god, actually, that's... This doesn't sound like a half bad idea now.
Ah, yes. Please do this. Please do this. Alrighty. Our faithful leader, the Big D, the Mummy, 2016. How do you like that, Tim? I'm not going to lie, I laughed pretty fucking hard when I saw him right there.
I noticed that you and Amy both laughed.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you're fucking funny, aren't you, Darian?
Yeah, actually, he's pretty funny.
The Mummy from 2016. Not even from 2016, from 2017. Get your years right, Darian. The Mummy from 2016. Darian, I'm fucking nervous. I take photos of my dick hanging out. Blah, blah, blah.
Alrighty. Now, your wonderful missus, Jalissa Lee, has sent in... What the fuck is that?
That's Frank from... Hotel Transylvania.
Okay, see, I haven't seen that.
It's funny. Well, have you seen Hotel Transylvania?
No.
Oh, you and Amy would like that.
Okay. We may watch it soon, then.
Yeah.
But anyway, Frank! Okay, Sam Day, Invisible Man. I'm interested in seeing Johnny Depp's portrayal in the upcoming movie. Or not seeing it, I should say. She made it funny.
I already talked to Sam about this. There may actually be no Invisible Man anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they're scratching the whole idea. Because The Mummy was such a hit, wasn't it, Darian?
Ooh. Salty.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and Mr. Cakewolf writes in again with a simple picture of an eggplant.
Fuck it. I'm sick of eggplants.
I'm not going to lie. Given everything that was mentioned on that list, the eggplant is the most horrifying thing on there.
It is.
Because I've seen shit I can't forget.
Oh, I showed Jaleesa that video.
Yeah?
And yeah, she... We had to pull over. She was driving. We had to pull over so she could watch properly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
Speechless. What can you say to that thing?
I know, hey. That's just fucking intense.
For you people wondering what we're talking about now, Cake will send us a nice little link to our video on last week's show of someone putting an eggplant, a whole eggplant, into their anus.
And not just like a little bit.
Yeah, oh, this
and
girl
not
was,
just once.
Yeah, this girl was going to town.
She is like belting herself with it. It's terrifying.
Would you eat that eggplant afterwards?
No. I don't want it. Alrighty, so that's it for question of the week this week. Now, the question for next week.
Yep.
So, the question for next week that I want to know is, what movie do you hate but everyone else seems to love?
Do you have one? Like, on any genre? Oh, wait.
Are you bringing this up again?
Wait, I just realized. I didn't even think that.
I was like, are you having a joke?
If you're going to ask me, I'm going to have two. One of them is Phantasm. I don't understand the love for Phantasm. The other one is one that I haven't heard anyone say a bad word about this movie, but I didn't find it great. And I feel like it's one that I'm going to have to show you eventually, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Suspiria.
Okay.
It's pretty. It's got pretty colours. I just find the story boring.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't heard anyone else say a bad word about this movie. Beyond that, I'll come back next week with more. Yes. I know there's more, but on top of my head, Phantasm and Suspiria are two movies that I'm not into that everyone else is.
Yep. Yeah. Fair call.
All right. Well, that was it for Ben's question of the week.
Correct.
Let's just, why don't we just go over there and get some cotton candy. Huh?
Yeah? Yeah, love it.
You can say it was shit. I know it was shit. It was a shit segue. Alright, listen to mail. Woo!
If you don't have it written down in front of your face, you've got no idea what's going on, dude. Yeah.
Feature.
That's all right, mate. Don't worry. I'll keep teaching you in Horror for Dummies. I am the master. You are the dummy.
You're good. Okay. Feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
All right, it's time. We're talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space from 1988. This is coming at a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb. Dude, this movie had a budget of $2
million. $2
million? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep. And most of that was spent on...
the clowns?
No.
No?
No, the location and stuff like that. The actual clowns and all that stuff was made by the makers in our own pocket.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, all right.
We'll get to that, because that's kind of interesting. All right, before we start anything, we've got to go through the cast and crew.
Of course.
All right, so this stars Grant Kramer as Mike Tobacco. Mike Tobacco. What a fucking name.
I know, right? Good luck naming anyone a movie, like in a movie that now.
Yeah, right? We got Susan Snyder. She is a pretty one. As Debbie Stone.
Yeah.
She wasn't bad.
She wasn't, eh?
Look-wise. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
then we got John Allen Nelson. He played Dave. We got John Vernon. As Mooney,
the greatest character in the whole movie.
I had a feeling you were going to go with that.
Greatest character in the whole movie.
Peter, I'm going to butcher this. Peter Lucchesi as Paul Terenzi.
Yep.
And Michael S. Segal as Rich
Terenzi.
Sorry. Royal Dano as Farmer Gene Green. My favorite of this movie.
Named his dog Pooh.
Pooh. Oh, that was so good. and a lot of other people. This was directed by Steven Chiodo, written by all three brothers, the Chiodo brothers.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much everything. Alright, so Ben. I talked to Paley, our good friend Paley, about this movie. I recommended this to him to watch it because I've got a little segment on their show where I recommend a horror film each week.
Okay.
And it was this movie. He came back saying he wasn't a fan of this movie and thought it was average and shit.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am sort of half-half.
Yeah?
This is one of those ones, this week I'm going to be giving this movie two scores. Maybe giving it like a critical standpoint as an actual movie.
Yeah.
But that's not to say I did not enjoy watching this movie.
Yeah.
I had fun watching this movie, man. This was definitely like a brainless switch off kind of movie that you could just throw on and not really give a crap if you've got to go to the kitchen for 20 minutes and then come back.
Yeah.
You know, it is a bit of mindless fun, really.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I did enjoy watching this movie.
All right, well, where do you want to start?
Well, I reckon the first thing we should do, seems it's not on your notes, and you've obviously forgotten this week, according to our little game we've been playing, how would you describe this movie, Tim?
Oh, fuck, you're putting me on the spot here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It looks like you're prepared.
I actually thought about it
today. Oh, fuck,
you put me on the spot every other week, and then I thought about it today while I was at work. I'm going to get an answer ready this week.
Damn it, I'm not good at these games. I'm gonna lose again. So I'm just gonna pull out something random. Two brothers try to have sex with fat girls while clowns invade the town.
Fair enough.
I've seriously got nothing.
I'm gonna go entirely about the clown angle and say, hungry foreigners are killed searching for food.
You just made this a completely different movie.
And so, tell me I'm wrong
now. No, you're right. You're right. I like it. Alright, you win. Fucking hell, it's three in a row.
Ow!
I'm going to get you next time. I'm going to fucking get you next time.
It's probably because I won't be here next week.
Well, shut up. Next time you're here, I mean.
Even then, I'll still beat you.
No, you won't.
Oh, will.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's break this movie down. Let's rip it apart and talk about it each section.
Let's.
Yeah? Okay.
Let's.
The first thing we've got to address is the acting.
The terrible, terrible, terrible acting.
I wouldn't call it terrible, terrible, terrible.
Just terrible, terrible.
Probably one terrible.
Yeah. It's fucking, it is bad, man.
It's bad, but like, okay, when I think bad acting, I think Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
I really would not have differentiated.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I really didn't think
this movie doesn't have eyebrows. Apart.
Yeah, at least that was interesting.
I feel like this movie was...
It was enough that you could see they were trying to portray the character, but it just, they didn't get there.
I don't know. To me, I found that they were going for that type of acting, where Silent Night Part 2 was trying to be serious, but came out.
If that was trying to be serious, obviously that failed hard. But like, this, I don't know. See, I don't really get the feeling that this was going for that. It may have been. If it was, then it did do that quite well.
Yeah.
But I just found, the acting was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, okay, it was. But I feel like there were some performances that weren't that bad.
There were a couple that were alright.
Yeah? Who you got? See if I'm... We're thinking the same.
I'm trying to remember now. I can't remember off the top of my head who it even was, really. I remember watching it, and there were certain points where I thought they actually did alright.
Yeah.
And then there were other points where it was just a bit average.
Mooney... The bad cop.
Yeah.
I thought he did alright.
Mooney was good at being an angry motherfucker.
Yeah.
I found it weird they still never really gave any form of reason. But him being angry and the Terenzo brothers were supposed to be goofy.
Yeah.
So that acting definitely worked for them being goofy.
Yeah.
But then when you've got like Dave, Debbie and Mike, who were all supposed to be serious, but they were still acting like just as goofy as everyone else.
Yeah.
It didn't work for that.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what I'm coming to. Like, the three main people, like the boyfriend, the cop, and the girl, it was a bit... It was shit.
Let's
just cut to it. The other characters in the movie, besides the old man at the start...
Yes.
But I'll come back to him. Everyone else was like, what was passable?
What was passable, did you say?
They were passable.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man.
Like, I didn't have a problem with it. I enjoyed it.
Fair enough.
Now, as for the old man, what's his name again? Farmer Gene Green.
Yeah.
Of course his name's that.
He was so funny, man.
Oh.
he's inside and he stands up and he does the whole eye thing like three times.
It,
like he's about to fall over and you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
He's performing.
He runs inside and then runs back out with a fucking shovel and a bucket.
Yeah. Just, it wasn't his acting, it was the lines that they wrote for him as well.
Yeah.
That made it so funny.
Yeah, for sure.
This was an acting job that, like, it was purely fun. It wasn't like, I wasn't looking at this groaning. Yeah. You know?
That's what I mean, man. Like, it's one of those things, if you want to look at it critically, you can tear it apart, but, yeah, it's obvious with a name like Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah.
When you go in expecting a movie that's going to make you shit yourself and chill you to the bone, you should probably think before you watch movies.
Definitely.
Like, it's obvious you're just watching a bit of fun.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, the acting is not its strong point.
No, not so much.
No. Let's go into the effects.
Yes.
Because I feel like this is where it really shined, with the effects.
Yeah, I think there were certain points that were done quite well, and other points were a bit how you're going.
You go into it, what's so, how you're going?
I like the clowns themselves were fucking heaps cool.
Yeah, they look great.
The fucking faces, man, like when they start laughing and shit and their mouth opens up and they've got their fucked teeth and all that, like,
yeah,
they were actually fucking pretty creepy, man.
They were, yeah.
They were fucking really creepy. So I feel like the clowns were done really well. And as usual, I feel like anything in this movie that was done in terms of practical effects was pretty cool as well.
Yeah.
You know, like when Debbie's in the shower and she gets out and you finally see that the little popcorn has actually started growing into more clowns, and they're the weird clowns on, like, the tentacles or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were cool, because they were practical. But then I found mostly anything to do with actual CG was a bit, how you going?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that being said, it was, what, 85, I think this was 88. Made? 88.
Yeah.
So, there was slightly better CG around at that point. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't, yeah. You can't judge it too harshly, considering it was made then.
No. And as we said before, this had a $2 million budget, which is fuck all for a movie. I couldn't find actually how much it made in the box office.
Yeah, okay.
I would have loved to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be curious.
But I was watching this with my daughter, Abby, because this is her favourite fucking movie. And like, I've watched this a few times, and I was watching it again. Like, I've always, like, walked past with Abby's watching it. I look at it and then I keep doing what I'm doing because I don't want to watch it again. But watching it this time, I forgot that there's actually a lot of violent scenes in it. Like,
there are actually pretty brutal things here.
Like the pie that melts the dude.
You've got the bunch of people standing there watching shadow puppets that just get, like, swallowed by a shadow dinosaur and dropped into a bag of popcorn that's going to eat you.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty brutal. What?
The most brutal.
Are you going to say Mooney?
Yeah.
That's savage.
Yeah.
I was actually watching that just being like, that is so, like, even in a movie like this, that's all a bit of fun. Like, that is fucking brutal. That kind of kill would hold up to any other actual horror movie. Like, that kind of kill, for instance, in a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
You could easily imagine Freddy doing that to someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fucking brutal.
Freddy kind of does something similar, but not like the hand up the back. He does a puppet thing. But, because I was watching it, and for some reason I forgot about this scene when I was re-watching it.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and I kind of remembered that he was using him as a puppet. Like, he had the hand up the spine and all that stuff. But, you don't really, like, when you watch it, Mooney's talking to the other cop, and it's very, like, plain, but then when he pulls his arm out of his back, and then it hits you, it's like, whoa, holy shit, that's fucked up.
See, I kind of actually found, I didn't think it was very plain, because I knew, I was sort of expecting the clown to have his hand on his back, you know, because like that's, I figured with the face paint and stuff, he's supposed to be a ventriloquist dummy, and that's how they work, so I was like, I'm pretty sure that clown, like, has his hand on his spine doing that, so that made it heaps creepier, and just, even the start of the scene, before you even see Mooney, though, Dave's walking through the cop shop, can't find anyone, and walks through the office he's already been in, and the clown's sitting in the chair in the background and just slowly turns around.
Yeah.
Like, that in itself is creepy enough to start with. The score in that scene, just that real eerie sort of sound.
Yeah.
And then the lighting and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And then even the line, like, the first few lines of dialogue are just sort of dialogue, but then the actual line of, like, what's the matter, Dave? All we want to do is kill you.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Yeah, that is fucking brutal.
It got pretty dark.
It really does. And then he just pulls his hand out, like, shakes it off and drops him.
This particular clown, I can't remember his name. Apparently they all have names.
Yeah.
But this particular clown, Abby calls him the big fat clown.
Yeah.
He was easily the creepiest out of the lot.
100%, man. The face. I mean, the other ones are kind of just like a bit funny and like they're creepy, but they're whatever. But like his face is kind of like whoa.
But that scene where he's at the restaurant and he's waving to the girl
and yeah, calling her out.
Yeah, that's sinister. Yeah,
that is so evil, man, and going after a kid.
Yeah,
that's fucked. And same thing, like the score in that scene when it goes like all the other sound effects die out. You can see people talking, but there's nothing. It's just creepy, eerie sort of synth as she's walking outside. The one thing though, it happens a couple of times in this movie, and it just confuses me. Why is no one terrified of these clowns?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. Fuck off! Your kid's walking outside by herself at a restaurant to a big fucking terrifying clown standing there staring at her, and all you do is say, "Don't go! You can't go out till you finish your dessert," or whatever the fuck she says, something lame like that, and just takes her kid and walks back.
Yeah,
doesn't acknowledge the clown. No, nothing.
Yeah. Well, okay. We might as well jump in. I was going to say this for later, but we might as well jump into this now. Like how dumb some of the people are. Like the puppet show.
Yeah.
How you got that blonde guy?
Yeah, what the hell? He's just walking through. First of all, creepy enough, what kind of fucking 20-year-old dude is walking through the park by himself on a Friday night?
Yeah, well, that's right.
You're a fucking rapist.
But yeah, his reaction, like, when the clown actually comes up, like, the actual clown shows himself.
Yeah.
And then he, like, stands up, and they're easily, like, all of them, like, pretty much 8 foot.
Yeah.
How aren't you, like, running?
Yeah. What's he doing standing there being like, ah!
Yeah.
Fucking run!
He didn't even scream or anything. He just, like, had a little concerned look on his face.
But what was he doing still standing there?
Yeah.
Who sees a puppet show and stands there by themselves watching that, having a giggle?
And he didn't even look impressed at the start.
He wasn't. He was rolling his eyes at the start. I'm like, okay.
Go away if you don't like it.
Why would you have even walked over to it in the first place? If I was walking through the park, I would have been like, that's fucking weird. I'm going nowhere near that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, we have done weird things when we're drunk.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But that's when we're drunk and together.
That's true. Yeah.
By myself, I'm a little scared.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Scaredy pants. But yeah, the fucking dude who owns the chemist.
Oh, my God.
Or the whatever it is, convenience
that's
store.
That's so funny.
I swear they used the same clip of footage like 8 times of him standing there just going, with his mouth open, like pointing his finger. He never says anything. He just goes, and I'm pretty sure even the first time he actually says something, it was a horrible overdub and his mouth doesn't even move on the screen.
Yeah, there was a bit of a problem with this movie and the dubbing.
Yes.
It's like,
straight away at the start as well with the Torrenzo brothers when they're in the van.
Yeah. It's like, it's very minor, but it's like,
it's enough
half a second. Yeah, half a second off. And it's on my DVD that's on the version of Netflix. I think it's the way the movie was made.
Because I didn't notice it for the rest of the movie, but those 2 points I noticed.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Yeah. back into effects.
Yes.
And we're just going to talk about effects. We'll go into the actual story and how these parts happen, but the head punch.
Now, I remember you told me about that the other week, but
did I?
Yes, but I forgot about it until it was about to happen, and I was just like, oh my God, this is it!
Dumb.
So funny, man.
That was on the level of a Friday the 13th head punch.
Yeah.
Or head decapitation.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. What else was there?
Kill-wise?
Just effects.
I didn't. I must admit, some of the sound effects on this lost me. I didn't really enjoy those. Some of them.
Okay.
Like, for instance, that one where you're talking about the head punch. The guy picks up his little tricycle and drops it. And it sounds like a full-blown car accident.
Okay, yeah. Like, but when he's stepping on it, it's going, honk, honk.
Like, I get that. That's kind of over the top because it's a clown thing. But, like, The sound of it being like a car accident when he drops a tricycle. Like, what? Come on, man.
That was funny.
And one, I will say one effect that I did not dig was the fucking clown car.
The invisible one?
No, the one that they all drive around in. And at the end, the Terenzo brothers are in and Dave's in. So when the thing blows up and it lands, like, you can clearly see that it's majority cardboard.
Yeah, okay.
It, like, when they're standing next to it and the camera's on the angle at the end, you can see the tape around the joints.
They ran out of money.
I fucking get that, but, like, fucking hell. You see that? You're just like, what the
It does take you out. I get you.
It takes you out.
What about Clownzilla? The big clown at the end.
I thought that was fucking cool, actually.
That was obviously a suit. A man in a suit.
Yeah.
The guy in the suit was one of the writers. One of the Chiodo brothers. So that was pretty cool. Dude, all these, like... I was listening to a podcast about Killer Clowns the other week.
Mm.
And one of them said that you can see a zipper in the back of their head. I could not see it. I searched for it, and I couldn't see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't looking for one, but I didn't see one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't complain.
Either he's lying because he just doesn't like this movie. I bet you it's Paley. It's probably just Paley. All right. Now, let's... What else we got? Okay, I want to talk about the sound.
Yes.
The sound effects, because I actually... And the score, I actually love all of this stuff. Like, the way the clowns talk.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, a bit funny. Because they can make sounds without having to produce dialogue, I guess.
Yeah.
So, at first, when I heard it, I kind of thought, it's a really cool effect for their laughs. And that's the only reason I actually liked it. Like, the weird little just noises they make... doesn't bother me, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But the same effect that's on their voice there when they laugh is freaky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So
it wasn't okay, it's not just the clown talking, it's like the sound effects when they're in the circus tent and the I don't know what you even call it. The popcorn maker's popping and it's got that noise, it's like a sci-fi sounding noise. I can't even explain what it's like. But there's noises of like all the machines and stuff like that.
Yep.
I don't know, I really found the sound design was really, really good in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And then you got the score.
Yep.
Now, we're not talking about the soundtrack, like the song.
Yeah.
The score, the dun, 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 dun.
I actually quite like that. That was pretty cool. I don't know why, it was obviously super 80s, but I liked it. The first time I heard it, I was like, that's pretty fucking cool.
It was, yeah. We will talk about the actual theme song later.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Alright. Now, yes?
I was going to say, I loved, speaking while we're on the subject of effects, did you love their beer cans at the start?
Their beer cans?
Yeah. You know, the first, like, at the very start, there's the guy crossing the road while Mooney's sitting in his car, and he's got beer cans?
Yeah.
And they're just white cans with big black letters that say beer.
I didn't even notice it. Didn't ya? Trust you to notice the fucking beer.
It's what it is, man. It's a plain white can and in big black block letters it just says beer. Like, that's sick. I want a beer like that.
Actually, I want to. It probably tastes like shit.
It definitely tastes like shit, but it has cool cans.
All right, well, let's talk about... Yeah?
Just still while we're on effects. Am I the only one who thought that the cotton candy cocoons looked like massive ball sacks?
No, I've heard so many people say that.
It was the first thing I thought of. I saw a few hanging there, and I was just like, they're fucking hanging ball sacks.
Yeah. Well, okay, on that note, let's segue into the actual story itself and the funny parts and the everything like that. Yeah. I'll start us off with the candy cotton sacks.
Yeah.
How the guy... I can't think of his name. Dave, is it?
Yeah.
The boyfriend.
Yeah, he's Mike.
Yeah, the boyfriend of not the cop, the other guy.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he's Mike and Dave's the cop, isn't he? Or is it the other way around?
I can't remember. Anyway. The boyfriend. How they're right at the start, him and the girl are in the place, and then the guy goes, "This is a cotton candy factory."
Yeah.
Seriously? Are you fucking serious? You know they don't make that shit beforehand.
I know, eh? Yeah, I didn't realise there was a fucking warehouse for that shit.
Alright, now, let's talk about because watching this again, I was actually laughing.
Yeah.
There was stuff that I thought was hilarious. The funniest thing...
Like the farmer at the start?
Okay, yeah. Everything that he did made me laugh.
I just can't understand, though, when he legit thought it was a big tent, and he thinks they've taken his dog... why he tries to punch a tent. Who punches a tent?
I'm tearing this apart with my bare hands!
Oh! Then after he gets electrocuted, all he can say is, this place is juiced! This place is juiced after trying to punch a tent.
Every part of dialogue, apparently that guy is really, really embarrassed of the scene. He's passed away now.
Oh.
But he really didn't like people talking to him about it.
Oh man, he should have been proud of that. That was golden.
It's so, like, every part of dialogue that guy has is just so funny. Brilliant writing. Now the funniest scene that always makes me laugh, and it's probably one of the minor scenes that you probably don't notice, but it makes me laugh, is when the tall clown goes to the pharmacy, but before going in, there's like a robot moving, so he stands next to it.
And does it with the arms. I thought that was very clever, actually.
It was. I don't know why, it just makes me fucking laugh so much.
Oh yeah, it's heaps funny, but like, I thought that was actually really, really clever.
Yeah. And then the part when they're in the pharmacy and they're being fucking jerks.
Yeah. I know, eh? There are so many funny parts. That's what I said. I enjoyed this movie. I got a good laugh out of it.
Yeah. There's actually a part where it made me kind of sad, though.
Yeah?
When the biker's, like, smashed his bike.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit harsh.
Yeah, and then the little...
And he gets sad?
Yeah, the little clown gets sad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that actually... That punched me
in the
feels.
I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, that was a bit sad. That was a bit unnecessary. Then he punched his head off, and I was like, yeah, take that, cunt.
Yeah, exactly. I love the black biker.
Yeah.
You should have let the man ride his bike. all right. Now, to almost wrap it up, let's talk about the kills. Because this is the one thing that I feel it really excels in. The creativity of how they get people.
Yeah.
And this is a high body count film.
Yeah.
So when you think about it.
True.
How many people they kill, and then you go in the spaceship, how many cotton candy sacks there are.
Yeah, that is true.
You don't think, like, this is a very... Like, it's not like a slasher film or anything like that, but there are a lot of people that die.
Yeah. Yeah, there are, actually.
So let's talk about, like, all the deaths. So you got the puppet show.
Yep.
You got the
I suppose, do you count, like, getting cocooned as a death as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they die.
Yeah. So you've got, the puppet show. You've got the chick who answers the door and thinks for some reason a clown is bringing her pizza.
Yeah. And she's pretty hot.
She's actually really hot.
Yeah.
You've got the other chick who answers the door and thinks a clown is bringing her chocolates.
Thinks it's her husband, yeah.
Somehow no one is scared of this shit.
Yeah.
That's probably one point. I can't get past. I don't understand. If someone fucking... If I opened the door and saw that, I would just fucking slam the door shut again. I give a fuck what they have.
This is a movie about clown aliens.
Yeah, okay, good call. I suppose they're not looking for too much logic.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got those. We had, what do we got?
You got the
farmer from the start.
Yeah. You got the what do you call it? The puppet show, the shadow puppet.
Shadow puppet, and that grabs like five at once.
Yeah, that's such a creative kill.
That is cool. I do like that.
You've got like the pie.
Yeah.
Which is
pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal, but it's creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, what else you got? They got the hand puppet with Mooney.
Yep.
Actually, before I forget, when me and Abby were watching this last night, the part where that big fat clown goes into jail with the goth kids from the start, and then it comes back to them when he's turned them into cocoons.
Yes.
And their arm falls out.
Yeah.
Abby goes to me and goes, is that his penis?
Oh,
fuck, it was funny. Fuck, I'm having a blank now.
Yeah.
All the kills.
There are quite a lot.
You got, okay, the...
Head punch.
Yeah, okay. Not just the kills, like, let's just talk about all the creative things.
Old mate leaning into the dumpster.
Who
apparently half climbs into a dumpster to check on a random noise.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I wouldn't open that dumpster anyway.
I don't give a fuck what the noise is.
Yeah, right?
Like, there's a raccoon having dinner in there. Congratulations, little buddy, I'm going back inside.
Exactly. Fuck, let the manager deal with it. But even the part, like the shower part.
Yep.
Which went on for ages.
Ages.
Fuck, she shells
it
for a long
wasn't
time.
Even a fucking payoff.
I know, I was kind of hoping you'd see some boobage. But no, you had those clowns, which I really like the look of those clowns.
Yeah,
like
they were cool.
Yeah. And then we got the dog.
Yeah.
The balloon dog.
Fucking hell.
I know it's not the best looking thing, but the thought of doing that is creative.
That's what I mean. It's creative the way, like, if they're going with killer clowns, they were creative in the way they went with carnival themed things.
Yeah.
You know, the popcorn being what grows into them, keeping them in cotton candy cocoons, balloon dogs, fucking in the cop shop when he uses the little blower thing and it turns into a hand at the end and grabs him by the throat.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
They were all over this with creativity.
Yeah, agreed.
That really boosted it up for me.
Yeah.
My score. All right, do you have anything else to add about this movie?
Not really, man. Like, we sort of touched over the main things that I really thought of. I mean, there were funny lines in it throughout here and there, and, yeah, overdone points clearly as well. Like, Mooney with his anger straight away when he walks into the cop shop, just grabbing those two dudes and, like, slamming them into the wall. You're just like, they're not even doing anything.
Yeah, I noticed.
Hitting them into the wall, like, what the hell? It's scum like you. You're going to be history. 80s threats.
I hated him at the start, but now, like...
To start with, I thought it was just like, what is this guy so fucking angry for?
Like, after every time I watch this movie, I hate that character.
Yeah.
It's not like a love to hate. Like, I just fucking hate him.
Yeah.
After thinking about it, like... Today, like yesterday and today, I was like, I can see like why everyone likes that character.
I just find stuff he says funny, man. When he's sitting there and he goes, they're describing what happened to him, and he goes, "Killer clowns from outer space." Holy shit! And then just starts laughing like that's sick.
The part where everyone's ringing him up about clown attacks,
and he thinks it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking dumb can you be? What the fuck? You're not going to get one over me.
All right, before we come in with our score, I want to talk to you about sequels.
Okay.
Because the plan for this movie was to actually have four films.
Yep.
Four of these. But it went through production hell. There's a strong rumor, I don't know how true this is going to be, but there's a rumor that the sequel's actually coming out this year.
Oh, really?
Late this year. And it's going to be, like, in the present. And the rumor is that it's going to feature the... Now, I fucking keep forgetting his name. The boyfriend.
Yep.
He's going to be 50 years old. They're going to come back. He's going to be the one to warn the town. Everyone's going to think he's a crazy old man type of thing. How would you feel about that?
I'd actually be open to that, eh? I would see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If that came out in the movie... I don't think it'd come out in the movies, but...
If it did, I'd still go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So would I...
out of curiosity, if nothing else.
Yeah, well, there's other rumors of a TV show as well coming out of this. I don't know how far
like
you
would
go.
I would get over the show pretty quickly.
Yeah,
but a movie could be fun.
Yes, the show I feel would not be a bit like Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah,
I'm kind of over that now. Because it was just repetitive, and I feel like
there's only so often so long you keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking Dead.
The thing is with a movie though, I was thinking a lot today, like how creative could you go with kills? Because you'd have to bring more creativity to it.
I suppose it depends how brutal they want to get.
That's a good point.
Creative you can get.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they capture someone. If they started fucking with people, like, you could really do some messed up shit. Like, if you caught, like, two people, if one was still alive and the other one was already dead, and there's a clown making balloon animals out of someone's intestines.
That'd be cool.
That's pretty brutal.
That's not a bad idea. You should get a job.
I know, right? Making cotton candy and then you realize it's actually on someone's bone instead of on a stick.
You don't need to make cotton candy. They have factories.
That's true. You just shoot people. There's a factory. I enjoyed the fucking blood draining silly straw as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I love drinking fluid out of a silly straw. I do that to Jaleesa all the time.
Yeah, Was she drinking out of your silly straw?
Yeah. She drinking out of my anus.
Yeah.
She's drinking out of eggplant juice.
Yucky. I will say, actually, there are two other things I just wanted to mention, though.
Yeah.
But barring, you know, as I said. Okay, yeah. Anyway. I did actually not. I enjoyed the big clown at the end. I didn't enjoy how easily it was dispatched.
Yeah, okay.
For something that's supposed to be so big, and they've been terrified of these clowns the whole movie, and barely managed to kill, like, two of them.
Yeah.
And he manages to poke it in the face with a badge.
Yeah.
And that kills it and blows them all up. Like,
speaking of, do you knows how to kill the killer clowns? Ben, do you knows?
I do knows.
Do you knows, listeners?
Yeah.
I even looked at that microphone right now and nodded, as if it was going to answer me. I did a you. You happy? This is what happens when I'm not prepared. Jesus, I know, Christ. Right?
That, and the other thing that was just too cheesy, I laughed, but it was just so fucking cheesy, is the actual final shot. When the three of them are standing there after the things, like, the things explode, yep. And then they get hit by Pi, and it freeze frames.
Pi
and freeze frame!
I understand, but I had a little thing with that. Does that mean they're dead?
I actually thought that as well, because I was thinking the pies melted this other dude.
Yeah.
Yet somehow one of the Terenzo brothers got it over his fingers, and just nothing happened there.
Maybe that was the clowns eating pies.
Maybe.
Nah.
But, and then the pies hit those three.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was just done to be funny, but yeah, that's right. I mean, are they going to melt now?
I'm
assuming if the storyline is supposed to be, if there's sequels and What's-His-Face is in it, I'm going to assume no.
Yeah, shit, I didn't think of that. Damn it. Yeah. I agree. The ending shot was a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going? Oh, well. Alright, well. Alright, Ben, I'm going to let you go with your rating first, but I'm going to predict what your score is.
Okay. Critical score? What do you reckon?
Oh. Alright, no, I won't do critical score. Okay. I'm going to say your fun score, though.
Okay. I'll go critical score first.
Yep.
Honestly, from a critical, objective sort of standpoint, this movie had a lot of flaws, I feel.
Yep.
It had one of the loosest storylines ever,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, as I said, if you're watching a movie named that, you can't expect gold, but I'm just saying, from a critical standpoint, the story was very, very loose, it was minimally explained, you know, and it had fuck-all progression.
Yeah.
The basis of the storyline was explained within, like, the first 10 minutes of the movie, and there wasn't a change until, like, the last 5 minutes of the movie, when the only question left to be answered was, what are they actually doing? And it turns out they're collecting people to eat them.
Yeah.
Which you don't... And it barely even acknowledges that. You see one clown do it with a straw, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, there was nothing else to it. So I found that the acting was not good. Yeah, there were a couple of people who might have done all right for their characters' roles, but even then, they weren't fantastic.
Yeah.
As I said, some of the effects were good, some of them were not. And the cinematography, we didn't even talk about that just because there was nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't bad, it was just nothing.
It was there.
It was standard, standard shots, is what it is. I felt like the score was actually pretty good. Yeah, between the soundtrack and the actual score for the way they included the carnival-style music, I thought that was actually done pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But for the actual flaws and such in this movie, I actually feel it was just pretty average. So, objective point of view, I'd only give it a 5 out of 10. It was average.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't amazing. The concept is okay. It wasn't hard to watch, but eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen worse, but I didn't think it was terrible, but I feel like there were just a lot of little overlooked things and plot holes and such, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, critical, I'd go 5 out of 10. Personal point of view, I would probably say... I'm trying to think by our system. I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
So, is that what you were going to guess?
Originally, I was going to go 6, but when you said that, I was like, nah, 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I had fun watching this, man. I laughed pretty much through the whole movie.
Yeah.
There was just silliness through it, you know. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't go rush out and watch it again, you know.
But you would watch it again.
I would eventually watch it again, or definitely watch it again with friends. And if someone asked, I wouldn't go ranting and tell people to go watch it, like, yeah, just off my own bat. But if someone asked me about it, I would say it's fun to watch. I would recommend that they give it a go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Objective, 5 out of 10. Benjamin, 7 out of 10.
Very nice. All right, I'm going to... Now, I've been wrapping my brain about this all day, and I was tossing up between a 7 and 8.
Yeah?
I can't decide, because... This I have a lot of fun watching this. I really, really enjoy this movie. Yes, it's dumb. Yes, it's stupid.
Yeah,
and ridiculous.
Right.
But this is a comedy for me.
Yeah, agreed.
If someone says, let's watch a comedy, this is what I like, yeah, as comedies. Not fucking, I don't know, what's a comedy movie?
It's been that long.
Me, Myself, and Irene. Something like that.
That movie's hilarious.
It is, but that's not my type of comedy. Actually, no, that is pretty good. What's the comedy movie that everyone likes?
Dodgeball.
No, that's good too.
You do like normal movies.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I can't think of one. But yeah, okay, this is a comedy to me. shit. I'm really struggling to... Yeah, I'm coming with an 8.
Yeah,
I'm getting an 8. I really enjoy this movie. It's a movie that I can sit down and watch anytime when I want. I've seen it many times, but it still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, not like, like, giggle.
Yeah.
So I just enjoy this movie. I find it fun. Abby, my little girl, loves this movie. And we are actually going to hear from her right now. Hello, Horror for Dummies Universe. I've got a special little segment I want to add into this little clip. I'm here with my daughter, Abby. Say hello.
Hello.
We just watched, what did we watch?
Killer Clowns.
Yeah. Is that your favourite horror movie? What do you like better, Killer Clowns or Jason?
Killer Clowns.
You like it better than Jason?
Killer Clowns.
Okay, I get it. So which one's your favourite, the little baby clown or the big fat clown?
The baby clown.
You like the baby clown. Why?
Yeah.
Why is it? Because he gets sad and punches that guy's head off?
Yeah.
Yeah? He looks really cute doing it, doesn't
he? Yeah, why you got toys?
And he's riding his little bike?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think it's a funny movie?
Yeah.
Do you say anything else but yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Is that Jason?
Yes, that's Jason up there, that's right.
And you talk?
Yeah, I can talk. I'm talking now. So which part's your favourite?
The baby clown.
You like the one with the baby clown when he's fighting the motorbike person? Yeah, and he punches his head off?
Yep.
Do you think it's pretty scary?
Yeah.
You get scared from it?
Yep.
You get scared from killer clowns?
No.
Are you going to have nightmares?
No. What about Jason?
I don't think Jason has nightmares, honey.
He don't have
nightmares. Well, actually, Jason, no. According to Freddy vs. Jason, he does. But we'll discard that, won't we?
Okay.
Yeah. So do you like the music of the movie?
No.
You don't? You know, the catchy little...
I like Mummy's music.
You like, what's Mummy's music?
I like Daddy's music.
You like my music?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like the music in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And you do it.
You do it.
Yeah, you do it.
Do 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 do
do. Circles.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah? So did you like the little balloon doggy?
Yeah.
You know how the clown made the balloon doggy and then it went
I
to...
I want a balloon doggy.
You want a balloon doggy? Would you like that one instead of Luna, a real doggy? Yeah?
I want a doggy.
Oh, you want a balloon doggy.
Yeah, I want Nana doggy.
What about a popcorn gun?
A popcorn gun, yeah.
Yeah?
I want one.
They're pretty dangerous, though.
Yeah.
Would you shoot me with a popcorn gun?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're naughty.
Oh, but you'll kill me.
Yeah, and Jaden.
You want to kill Jaden, too?
Yeah, and you and Jaden.
Oh, what
and
about,
Mummy.
And Mummy as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be the only one left here.
Yeah, but I don't want to kill Daddy and Mummy. But I'm going to kill Jaden.
Why?
Popcorn gun.
Oh, this is getting a bit scary.
Why? Why Batman have blood?
That's Leatherface, and that's what he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did
this movie make you want to eat cotton candy?
Are you getting good?
They can't answer you, honey. Did this movie make you want to eat cotton candy?
Cotton candy.
You want to eat some cotton candy now?
Yeah.
Well, we can't because it's almost 8:30 at night and it's almost your bedtime.
Yeah, it's my bedtime.
You don't need to scream into the microphone. They can hear you.
Can you talk?
I am talking.
In the microphone.
So, did you want to say anything else about the killer clowns? What would you give this?
I want the fat clown.
You like the fat clown?
Yeah.
Do you want to be friends with the fat clown?
Yeah.
Or the baby clown?
The fat clown.
Oh, you want to be friends with the fat clown?
Yeah.
Why? Is it because he's squishy?
Yeah, I want to kill these.
You want to kill Pinhead?
No, that and that.
Michael
and that
Myers.
And that.
Okay, good luck with that. Did you just fart?
Yeah.
I just recorded that. All right, what would you give Killer Clowns out of 10? 10 being the best.
Five? No, farts.
You'd give it farts?
Yeah.
What would you give it out of 10?
Stinky, Dad.
That's you. You did the farts.
No, you did it, Daddy.
Would you give the movie a 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
That's like the best ever. Or would you give it a 9, which
the
is...
the best ever!
So you'd give it a 10 out of 10?
Out of 10.
10 out of 10? Yeah?
10.
Okay. Alright, well, if that's all you have to say, do you want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Goodbye, listeners.
Say see you next time.
I'll see you next time.
Say thanks for being on Horror for Dummies.
For Dummies.
No, say thanks for listening to Horror for Dummies.
I'm going inside.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're back. So that was my daughter. You may hear a bit more of her soon enough. We'll get to that when I have plans in detail. Anyway, we're gonna cut to a song right now. And, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Ben, if you were me...
Why were you?
And
I
need to, pretty much, and I needed to pick a song about a clown.
Yes.
Who do you think I'm going to look up?
ICP.
Am I that predictable?
Yes.
Well, I'm actually not going ICP.
Liar.
No, I'm not.
Liar.
I'm actually going with the theme song for this movie.
See, I was going to say the theme song, but you told me who would you look up.
Yeah, because I thought it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Look. I would have thought if you were looking up an artist, you'd go ICP, but I thought you were going to play this song anyway. So yes, you're still that predictable.
Yeah. Originally, I was going to go ICP, because I thought Paley would come in with his song. This is a punk song. Put two and two together. Paley's going to pick this song. Paley did not pick this song.
Did Paley pick ICP?
No, Paley.
No,
he hates them. Paley picked clowns. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this song. Killer Clowns from Outer Space by the Dickies. I believe it is. Yeah, the Dickies. Very good. Who are a punk band. So enjoy this song. This is out to all the clowns out there. Juggalos, whoop whoop!
Thank you. So, what are you in for?
Clowned out. How are you?
Yeah. Mate, I feel like I've got a big red nose right now.
Alright, we're into What's Under the Bed reviews. Once again, as I said before earlier in the episode, I'm not prepared. So, winging it once again. And I had a lot of trouble picking a movie for this week.
Did ya?
I originally wanted to do The Shape of Water.
Okay.
Why you look so confused?
I'm just... don't know. Did you hear that rant someone went on Facebook about the name of that movie?
No.
The Shape of Water. They're just like, water has no shape.
That's right.
It takes on the shape of whatever you put it in. It should be called The Shape of Water's Container.
Saw that. Did so you see good. The review about that movie?
No.
Someone gave it a 1-star and said, the only problem they had with the movie, they didn't say the creature's dick.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find it.
I actually know absolutely nothing about this movie.
Before we start, I'm not actually doing The Shape of Water.
Because
I didn't get a chance to finish it. Because
I didn't even know it was a horror movie, yeah.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
It has horror elements to
okay,
it.
Okay, because I was going to say, judging by the name of it, it sounded like some artsy movie.
Yeah. Well, it's the one that won the Best Picture at the
That's
the Oscars.
When you said you were going to do The Shape of Water, I was like, what the fuck? Thought it was going to be some artsy one about, you know, fucking self-adventure or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, fuck it. I can't find the fucking funny review. I'll post it on the page. But yeah, so I really wanted to do Shape of Water. Look, I watched 30 minutes of it, and I'll tell you right now, it won Best Picture for a fucking reason.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's... I really, really want to go back and watch it.
Yeah, nice.
Fucking kids. If you don't have kids, enjoy it while it lasts.
I will.
Another movie I wanted to watch, wanted to review was Annihilation. This just came on Netflix recently. Once again, got 30 minutes in, had to turn it off. Fucking kids. So the movie I'm doing tonight is a movie called Mohawk. This isn't exactly a horror film either. It's more of a period piece with action.
Stress.
You're fucked. A period piece slash with action. Such with history and tiny... really? Fucking immature.
Yeah, when you say history, now I'm just thinking about old period.
Yuck. Your mum's period.
Yuck.
Look it up.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, mixed with elements of horror movie. This has, for all you wrestling fans out there, this has Luke Harper, who was a member of the Wyatt family, in it. So basically this film's about aliens versus Indians.
Okay.
With a little bit of a tiny little bit of a supernatural twist towards the ending to it. The first thing I'm going to say is the gore.
Yeah.
Is plentiful.
Lovely.
Yeah. Mostly arrows and bullet shots, but they turn it up to 11.
I love it when it gets turned up to 11.
Yeah. With the blood and the gore and stuff like that. The film, the story itself, I was into it for the most part. Then it went to this supernatural type element and... You okay?
Yeah. All good.
Fucking hell. You're just giving me a face and I was thinking, fuck, she's gone into labor.
Nah, man.
I'm kind of waiting for this to happen. Yeah, so it went into a supernatural level and... to be truthful, didn't actually understand what it was going with. Look, not a bad film. Done well. Story. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the dumb person here, the dumbass that just doesn't get it. But if a movie doesn't hit me in a week, it doesn't really usually end up good. Look, well-made film, good effects. Acting was pretty good. It's funny because wrestlers with acting. You can go either way. Luke Harper, his real name's John Baring White or something like that. He's actually pretty good. He's the white family member with the white tank top and the big black beard. He looks a bit like you, actually. If you had a big black beard and long black hair with a bald patch at the back. Yeah, pretty much. should you give this a watch? Look, if you like history pieces, yeah, it's worth a watch. I'll give you that. I wouldn't rush out to see it, though.
Fair call.
Yeah. I'm coming in with a 5 out of 10.
Ooh.
To me, this is an average film.
Yep.
It has its pluses, has its minuses. They all end each other. So, yeah. Fair enough. That was Mohawk. It's called Mohawk. Because the Indians are called Mohawks.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for What's Under Your Bed. Shall we get John Farnham in here?
I think we should, little Johnny boy.
Yeah, let's unlock the cupboard.
Let's.
All right, the voice of the
Release
people.
Release the Farnham. You're the voice trying to understand it. Make the noise and make it clear.
Oh, oh. Alrighty.
Ooh.
Benjamin. Do you even know what options are?
No.
They are?
No. What do we got?
All right, the voice of the people, and the people have spoken. Now, how's this for synchronicity? These two options I had in my brain a while back. Darian messaged me.
That was a very impressive word.
What?
Synchronicity.
Okay. Why are you impressed?
That's just a good word. I was not expecting that.
You're learning, aren't you?
Well done.
Darian messaged me before I actually put this up, like seriously like an hour or so before I put this up, asking if I can make these two films fight.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, wow, how's that? Brains work even though we're across the country.
Aww.
Across the world. Sorry, not country.
Across the country. Wow. You need a geography lesson.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good at English.
I'm good at English.
All right, so the two, we're going to the 1981 to be exact,
okay.
Benjamin. Yep. No more funny games with you. Actually, you might get a laugh. But it's more serious.
Okay.
We're going werewolf territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two werewolf films came from 1981. One of them is my all-time favorite. Another one is The Howling. So we have The Howling versus American Werewolf in London. Now, if I'm going to give you these two options for you to pick, which one are you picking?
American Werewolf in London.
Why?
Because, again, it's one of those ones I've heard the title many, many times, but never actually seen, and I have never heard of The Howling.
Really?
Yeah, but you remember, I live under a rock.
Okay. I thought you would have said because Amy's from England and this is set in London, and would have been one of the reasons why you wanted to watch this.
No, fuck no.
Okay.
I've just heard of it and want to see it.
I asked Darian when he gave me these two options who he was going to vote for, and he said this answer, and it pretty much reflects on who won. He goes, I feel like American Werewolf London will take this away, so I'm going to vote for The Howling.
Yeah.
Darian wasn't wrong. This one ran away with it.
Yeah.
Literally, and howled at the moon on its way. 93 votes.
Holy crap. Yeah.
With a win of 84%.
Wow.
American Werewolf in fucking London.
That's fucking domination.
Mm-hmm. 84% to 16%.
Just think, while you're reading those stats, somewhere in the world, Cake Wolf has a burner.
Fuck Cake Wolf, this is my favourite fucking movie. Now,
you guys have synchronicity with your burners.
Now, I'm a bit scared. I'm not going to lie, Ben.
Okay.
I'm a little bit scared.
You think I'm going to hate it, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've shown you...
I'm going to tell you I do.
Fuck off.
Even if I like it.
Look, you know what? I Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I kind of understand. I was completely shocked with Lost Boys.
Yep.
Still don't get it. And I could say right now that I feel like you'll enjoy American Werewolf in London. But truth be told, I felt like you were going to enjoy Lost Boys.
Fair enough.
So I really... I'm biting my nails, man. I'm biting my nails.
All right.
But unfortunately, we won't get to that episode for a few weeks.
Correct, sir.
I highly, highly doubt Ben will be here next week. I'll be kind of concerned and worried if he is.
Yeah, same.
Truth be told. So, What I'm going to do next week, and I'm going to tell you right now, we have a podcast, an episode recorded. Did it a few weeks ago. This one's a bit different. Where I had, it was me, Ben, so you'll hear Ben's voice next week.
That is correct, guys. Even though I won't be here actually for the episode, yep. Well, neither will you, because we recorded this a while ago.
Oh,
but we recorded it in advance because we knew we were going to need something for you guys. We don't want to leave you hanging.
That's right. We also had a guest, but I'll get to him next week when you hear it. We sat down and watched... We sat down and watched some... When do I say some? Me. Would call this the greatest movie of all time.
Yes.
We sat down and watched Jaws.
Yeah, we did.
We did an audio commentary on Jaws.
Yes, we did.
So, next week, I'm going to be bringing you the audio commentary on Jaws, where you can actually sit down and watch the movie while listening to us jerk-offs jerk off about Jaws.
That is true. You will actually hear Tim have a wank at some point.
Do you want to hear me wank about
it's
a shark?
Fucking weird, I'm not going to lie. Especially because he does it in time to the music. It was the longest wank ever.
Wow.
Woo! But we're also going to tell you we get absolutely piss-wreck drunk while we do it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're also going to apologise for that in advance and understand if you turn it off.
Yeah. Look, I'll give you a little intro about it next week. But enjoy. Ben will be back.
It's true. I will be. Don't be afraid. And I know it won't be the same without me here, and you just have to talk to Tim. But go easy on him, guys. All right? He's trying. He's doing his best.
Motherfucker. All right. So you'll be able to hear Ben talk about his dislike for American Werewolf in London soon enough. I know what's going to happen.
Captain Negative.
I'm scared, Ben. I'm really scared.
Don't be afraid, Tim.
All right. Well, before we go to our last segment, I believe we had a little hello and greeting from our friend Paley with Paley's Musical Minute. Kick it off, Paley.
Yeah, horror for dummies. Paley here. Song time. It's the Musical Minute and whatnot. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. What an average movie. Well, okay, there's a few ways I could have gone with this one, obviously. Clowns, that should be a pretty easy one to find something for. Maybe not killer clowns directly. This one just went straight off the top of me dome. Like, I was going to go with, like, I don't know, could have gone with, like, Pennywise or something like that. But, yeah, it's not really killer clowns material. That's more good movie material. So, instead, I went with the Aussie punk and hardcore-y type band Clowns. They're really good. And this is a song called Pickle, which I chose that song specifically because my cat's name is Pickles, and that kind of amused me a little bit. And it's a fun word, pickle. Everyone enjoy that. Pickle Rick thing's pretty fucking popular, right? Anyway, this is Clowns with Pickles. Have a listen, and if you dig it, you should definitely check out their stuff and support some rad Aussie music. Their bass player, Hanny J, also does a cool acoustic stuff. You should check that out too. All right. Anyway, peace. Whatever. Bye.
Thank you, Paley. Even though you don't like Killer Clowns from Outer Space, you can suck my dick. And Clowns, interesting choice. We actually played with them.
Yeah, we did.
Like, on stage. Like, not like with their balls or anything.
Yeah, that was weird. Backstage.
All right. Let's go into our last segment. What's pumping on Ben's iPod this week? Yay!
Yay!
Alright, what's pumping on my iPod this week? Originally, we did have a fan request. Gene Turner had us pick an unusual song. He picked fucking, what was it, Tech N9ne last week?
He did pick Tech N9ne last week.
And I'm not going to say the song because I'll play it next week. He wanted another song which was the complete opposite of Tech N9ne.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we can't do that, Gene, because some breaking news happened this week with one of my favourite bands. Ben, you know a band called Mushroom Head, right?
I am familiar with Mushroom Head, yes.
Did you hear what happened?
No, I did not. I'm actually intrigued by this.
Well, if you know me, you know I love the band Mushroom Head.
Is this something to do with Jeffrey Nothing?
Yes.
I swear, yeah, I've seen stuff posted. Did he leave?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I saw something about that the other day, but then I saw something else saying that it wasn't true. So I was like, oh, Facebook talking shit again, whatever.
No. So we'll go into it. If you know me personally, you know I love the band Mushroom Head. They're one of my favourite bands. I had the band's logo tattooed on me. It was actually my first tattoo.
Correct.
And I've loved this band ever since I heard them from the Freddy vs. Jason soundtrack.
And you got me into them.
Yeah. Sad news coming out of the Mushroom Head camp. That singer, original singer, Jeffrey Nothing, has walked away from the band. Not just him, but the guitar player, Tommy Church, as well.
Yeah, what's the go with that?
Look.
Is it a bad split, or is it just the fact that Jeffrey Nothing's getting a bit older and he's over it? Or?
I don't know. That look, Mushroom Head go through band members like...
I mean, that's true.
Insert clever thing there.
Yeah, insert clever comparison.
Yeah. That dude, since I've been a fan of them, they've had easily over 10 member changes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't, and a lot of, look, some of them have been bad blood.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of fans are revolting over this. So I don't know if it's the fans that's been pissed off or if something has happened.
Yeah.
Either way, this kind of upsets me because I've only seen Mushroom Head twice. Mm. When I say twice, it's because they played Sydney twice in like two nights. Yeah. They've only been to Australia once. And the fact that now...
I was there with you both times.
You were.
And who got you to sing into the mic?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I look after you.
Yeah.
You would have been so cut if it was me and I got him to sing, get you to sing instead.
Yes, I love you. I know. So, Ben... one of the singers had the microphone pointed to Ben's face. Ben said, no, do this guy, and pointed to me. And then I sung Mushroom Head and it was like the greatest day of my life. And then I went to a signing with them and got all members, because there's fucking like 9 members, to sign my album cover. And then I was talking to one of the members and some fucking douchebag came and stole my fucking signed thing.
Yeah, that's fucked,
So I had no proof that I met them, because you weren't allowed to take photos because Australia's fucked.
Yeah.
but no, this kind of upsets me greatly because I'll never ever get to see Mushroom Head again, like the original.
Yeah.
With when they,
I know what you're saying.
When they get rid of a... when people get rid of a guitar player, it's not that big.
Fucking what?
In comparison. With a singer, especially Jeffrey Nothing. You'll always like to do that.
Yeah, right. It's not that big of a deal. Would have liked to see what happened if they fired fucking Eddie Van Halen.
Huh? Can continue.
Huh? Go ahead and see Metallica fire James Hetfield.
He's a singer.
Huh? He's the guitarist, too.
But he's mainly the singer.
Dickhead.
Kirk Hammett's mainly the guitarist.
Mate. Who are ya?
Anyway,
who
no. Who are ya? It's a bit hard to replace a vocalist like Jeffrey Nothing. If you are a fan of Mushroom Head, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you will be in a second, because you'll hear Jeffrey Nothing's vocals. They're unlike anything you would have really seen, heard. So, I'm going to come in with a Mushroom Head song this week. And I'm giving Ben the options of what song, because, look, I was listening to them a lot today, and fuck, man, they have a lot of songs, and I just can't pick one.
Yeah.
I was listening to, look, my favourite album. I was listening to 13.
Yep.
Which is definitely one of my favourite albums of all time.
Nice.
I fuck, every single song on that album is just awesome. I love it. So, Ben, I'm giving you the power. Pick a Mushroom Head song to end this show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
Throwing me in the deep, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I can't do it, man. It's like choosing between my babies.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think, though. I want to think of a song that, like, really captures his vocals. Alrighty, Tim. It's taken much deliberation as you threw me in the hot seat here.
I'm sorry.
I know. Jerk. But I'm going to have to come in with Simple Survival.
Oh, nice.
My favourite Mushroom Head song. It is fucking that good since the first time I heard it in your car. And you would know that because I was an irrit who always got in your car, grabbed your iPod and put on whatever song I felt like listening to, which was usually the same song every time.
Yeah. Fucking
songs that I didn't have at that time.
So Save Your Sorrow from the... I can't remember what fucking album it is. Is it the Save Your Sorrow album? I think it is. No, sorry, I'm fucking up. Simple Survival, but on the Save Your Sorrow album.
Yes, correct.
Fuck me.
I know, when you were saying Save Your Sorrow, I'm like, yeah, that's the album.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, Simple Survival from... Yep, Simple Survival. You get it. Fucking hell, you get it. All right.
Mushroom Head.
Yeah.
Fucking knob.
I'm coming in with notes next time. All right, that's it for us. Please rate and review this podcast. Go to horrorfordummies@hotmail.com or Horror for Dummies Facebook page and tell us how you like the show. If you feel like we're shit, then tell us. We don't care.
That's true.
We'll try and make it better, I mean, but like...
Yeah, I mean...
We're not going to get offended.
Listen to you. Yeah, that's right. We're not going to get offended.
We'll tell your thoughts on...
If you say really nasty things, then we might get a little bit cut.
Yeah, don't call Ben a bandicoot.
Yeah, we get really cut about that.
Even though he looks like a possum sometimes. He's really cute. Alright, so Ben, you got anything else to add before we go?
Not really. Bye.
You done?
Bye. Nah.
We will see you. Shit, you'll be a daddy next time.
That's right, guys. Fucking, I know we said last time that it might happen, but this time it's gonna happen. I'm not giving her a choice.
Yeah, well, I'm not letting Ben come back until he has the baby.
Yeah, I know. That's just another reason I have to make her hurry up.
So yeah, dude, good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure all the listeners will have congratulations when you come back.
That's it. When the little guy pops out, don't worry, guys. I'll put up some pictures on the page and on the network so you can all say hello.
To your wee little guy.
That's
your
right.
Your leprechaun.
My leprechaun.
All right, guys. Till next time, we have been Horror for Dummies and we bid you adieu.
Adieu.
Is it a jewel?
A Jew.
I'm saying a jewel.
A jewel. Well, it's not a jewel. It's a Jew.
Okay. A Jew. A Jew?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
We say goodbye.
See ya.
The shadow within me. The sorrow in my face. Push the colors from the laser. Drop your feelings at the door. Yeah.